Torah Pei Dalet in Likutei Moran Tanina. We're just going to give a 2-minute review outside of what we learned in Likutei Moran last week, and we're going to use that to introduce us to one paragraph in Likutei Alochos where Rav Nosson Zal gives us a beautiful clarification of this chapter in Likutei Moran, this Torah Pei Dalet. Rabbeinu Zal began by saying that the main connection and attachment to Hashem is through tefillah. And tefillah is the gate through which a person comes to recognize Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal said tefillah is a concept of malchus, as we find David HaMelech said, Va'ani tefillah, I am prayer. He was referring to the fact that all the enemies that come at him and everything, and his only response to them is prayer. But technically, literally, the words that he said there were, Va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. And since he represents the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, the kingdom of Hashem, so we see that tefillah is synonymous with kingdom. Rabbeinu Zal says that's why you'll find an interesting thing. We know that generally when a person gets up to daven, many times his tefillah is disturbed by gadlus. The person isn't zeichet to feel one of the most important feelings a Jew is supposed to feel when he wants to daven, which is a feeling of a broken heart, a feeling of humbleness, a feeling of being small. That's one of the most outstanding ingredients that a person could put into a tefillah to make it effective. As we say in Nishmas, that we say on Shabbos, Shavas Aniim Atos Ishma, Tzaka Sadal Takshiv Esoshia, that Hashem loves to listen to the tefillah of a poor man, of a broken-hearted person. The pasuk says, Lev Nishbor Venitke Elokim Loi Sivze, a broken heart and a low heart, Hashem will never reject, never despise. So obviously, that's something that's very, very necessary to make a tefillah effective. And yet, Rabbeinu Zal says, we find that many times when a person gets up to daven, and the person's davening well, it's going well, unfortunately, the person starts to feel a gadlus, an arrogance, or starts feeling good about himself in a way that takes the person away from this brokenheartedness, this good, low, humble feeling that Hashem wants a person to have. Rabbeinu Zal says, why does that happen? The reason is, just like the Torah tells us, Va'ani b'soich ha'goyla, that there's a pasuk which says, I am in exile, ani. This same ani that we said means tefillah and means malchus, there's also a pasuk that says, Va'ani b'soich ha'goyla, I am in exile, implying that the true kingdom, the kingdom of Hashem, the kingdom of Klal Yisrael, is in Golos. It's downtrodden today. The Yidden don't appear to be the bosses of the world, the kings of the world, and even within our own country, within Eretz Yisrael, the religious, the Torah, doesn't appear to be king of this country. It doesn't appear to be the ruling body in the country. It's on the contrary. The Jews and the Torah are very downtrodden, very low. The Malchus is low. Therefore, so too tefillah that corresponds to Malchus is also low. How do we see Malchus being low? How does this Malchus being low manifest itself? When it becomes pogum, defective. When the Malchus, the tefillah, which is supposed to be with a brokenhearted feeling, instead it gets flipped around where the person starts feeling big about themselves in a wrong way during tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal said, what's the solution for this? The solution to this is koyach, that a person should daven with power and with tremendous kavana. And that kavana will help to break and to dissipate these feelings of gadlus that could bother a person's tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal proved this from a pasuk. He based this on a pasuk. Tenu oiz lelokim al Yisrael ga'avosoi. When a situation arouses where al Yisrael ga'avosoi, where the Jews feel gaiva at a time that they're not supposed to, like during tefillah, what's the tikkun for it? The tikkun is tenu oiz lelokim. Give oiz, give power to the Elokim, to your tefillah, which is this Elokus, and that'll help negate these wrong feelings of gadlus during the tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal quoted other psukim to show this, and then Rabbeinu Zal ended off by saying that one of the things that's established through tefillah is that the Shekhinah, removes its clothing, its black clothing, its clothing of Avelus of mourning, and it dresses itself in its royal clothing, its colorful clothing. And Rabbi Nizal mentioned three outstanding colors specifically that the Zohar HaKadosh mentions, which are Chivor, Sumak, and Yoroik, white, red, and yellow or gold, those three colors that represent three outstanding traits of Hashem: kindness, harshness, and a blend, a mix of the two, Tiferes, beauty. And Rabbi Nizal said you should know that when the tefillah is the way it's supposed to be, what happens is this causes a reenactment, a repetition of all the greatness and beauty that was generated when Hashem swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov regarding all the good things that Hashem was going to do for Bnei Israel. And Rabbi Nizal proved this from a pasuk: Hanoisein lecho koyach la'asos choil. Hashem gives the Jew power la'asos choil, to fix up the choil. Choil here referred to the Shekhinah, Rabbi Nizal said, which is called Eshes Chayil. And what happens then? Leman hokim es brisoi, in order to establish Hashem's bris, which meant uniting the Shekhinah with its husband, with Kodesh Baruch Hu, asher nishba lavoisecho kayoim hazeh. And that day, when this tefillah is presented the right way, becomes asher nishba lavoisecho. That day receives the kiddusha, the holiness and beauty that was generated when Hashem swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov related to all the good things that he was going to do for Bnei Israel. This is basically what we covered in this chapter on Likutei Moran last week. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halacha is related to this Torah, as he does in many cases, clarifies in a beautiful way and makes it more tangible to us. He'll take the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, and their description of what tefillah is all about, and he'll weave it together much tighter, much better, with Rabbi Nizal's words, to show us how well Rabbi Nizal's teachings are connected with the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. For example, let's take a look in Likutei Halachos, Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Hey. We'll start from the second paragraph, paragraph Beis, where Rav Nosson Zal, the first paragraph is just a summary. He's summarizing the literal words in the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vze bechinas tefilos avos tiknum." Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the Gemara tells us that the tefilos, shachris, mincha, and mariv, who prepared them for us? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ki ikra hatfilo bebechinas avos kanal. Because the main concept of tefillah is a concept of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ki al yedei hatefillah bekoyach, because as Rabbi Nizal explained to us in this chapter on Likutei Moran, through tefillah bekoyach, nischadesh hashvua lo'ovo yiskanal, is reignited and it's presented once again, the whole beauty and glory that came about when Hashem swore to the Avos good things for Bnei Israel. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki hashloisha Avos heim ba'atzmon bechinas tikune mailos hatfilo hamevuorim b'toira hazois. Because the three forefathers of the Jews, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they actually represent three ingredients in tefillah that Rabbi Nizal touched on in this chapter. When we learned it, you didn't notice it. You're going to see how Rabbi Nizal is going to take three sentences that were mentioned in this chapter that didn't seem to be actual advice or actual instruction as to what has to be in a tefillah, and Rabbi Nizal is going to take the cover off, and you're going to see exactly what Rabbi Nizal really did mean. What Rabbi Nizal meant to say is that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent the actual basics of tefillah. How? Ki Avraham ish hachesed, Avraham Avinu, who's known in the Torah as the man of kindness, who ikar hahischabrus vahadveikus l'Hashem Yisborach shezoich nal yidei hatfilah. He is the representative of the attachment to Hashem that Rabbi Nizal mentioned in the beginning of this chapter on Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nizal started off by saying, you should know that the main hischabrus and dveikus to Hashem is through tefillah. In what form, what aspect of tefillah corresponds to attachment to Hashem? The answer is, we know that the Gemara tells us that tefillah, shachris mincha marav, corresponds to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Which one of the three represents this specific point of being attached, attached to Hashem, connected. Rabbi Nezal says it's specifically Avraham. Why? Ki Avraham bechinas chesed. Avraham Avinu represents the concept of kindness, pity. Shehu ahava, which is synonymous with love. Those two words are used pretty much interchangeably in the Torah. Ahava and chesed, love and kindness. Those two are generally considered to be on the same track. V'shehu ahava v'hishtoikikus v'hischabrus udveikus l'Hashem Yisborach. This all works on one track. Kindness, love, attachment, yearning. Those are all this singular kav that's represented by Avraham Avinu, the track of Avraham Avinu. Shekol ze bechinas chesed v'ava. All of that is the concept of kindness and love, which is bechinas Avraham, which is the concept of Avraham Avinu. There's a pasuk in the Torah where the Torah refers to Avraham Avinu, Zera Avraham Oyhavai, the children of my beloved Avraham Avinu. So we see that Avraham Avinu is identical with the concept of Ahava. Ahava is an union of chesed. Ahava, chesed, is all a concept of attachment. When we talk about a couple getting married, a husband and wife, it's because they love each other. It's not because of gevura, it's not because of harshness, it's not because of netzach, it's a concept of chesed. Each one feels that they have enough kindness within themselves, not for themselves, but I have enough to give to somebody else also. I have so much chesed in me that it's not just that I have enough to sustain myself, I have enough to give somebody else. That's the husband's feeling towards the wife as a mashpia, and the wife also is seeking out this ahava, this chesed. Ki Avraham hu harishoin shehischil la'asik b'tfila b'shleimus. Avraham Avinu was the first one to really start working in tfila with a shleimus, with a completion. And to proclaim this path of tefillah in the world. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one to proclaim faith in Hashem in the world, which is synonymous with tefillah. As is explained in many, many places in Rabbi Nezal's writings. How do we know that emuna and tefillah are identical? There's a pasuk in Tillim that says that I reflect my faith in Hashem with my mouth, which means in my tefillah. The more I pray to Hashem, the more it shows I believe in Hashem. The less I pray, the more it shows that I don't believe. The more kavana I have in tefillah, the more it shows that I believe that there is a Hashem. The less kavana, it shows a weakness in faith. But a better pasuk, a clearer pasuk, the pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Amalek came to attack Bnei Israel, the pasuk says, "Vayihi yodov emuna." Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in faith. The Targum says, "Vihei yodohi prison bitzloi." Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were outstretched in prayer. We see clearly that the Torah uses these two terms interchangeably, emuna and tefillah, emuna and tzloi. So if Avraham Avinu was the first one to proclaim emuna in the world, that everybody knows, it's all over Chumash and Rashi, right? Then automatically, Avraham Avinu was the first one to proclaim tefillah in the world. So he's one of the cornerstones of tefillah. Which aspect of tefillah does he represent? The aspect of tefillah that corresponds to the attachment to Hashem. The love ingredient in tefillah, the kindness ingredient in tefillah, that's the track of Avraham Avinu. Next, that was one item that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in this time in Likutei Moran. Next, Yitzchok hu bechinas gevurois. Yitzchok represents harshness. Bechinas koyach ugvura, power and harshness, strictness. Shemispalalim bekoyach godol ubegevura gedola, a concept of davening with tremendous power. David HaMelech uses the term in Tehillim, kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikamoicho. Every single bone in my body proclaims the tefillah. I use all my strength to draw together every single nerve in my body and centralize it, focus it all within the tefillah, concentrate it within the tefillah. That's all an union of gevura, koyach, a person davening very loud, noise-wise, or davening very silently but yet with tremendous power, where although there's no loud sound coming out, inside the person is screaming. He's using every ounce of effort of every part of the body, putting it into tefillah. Kidei lahachnia, what's the purpose of it? Where does gevura come into tefillah? What do you need gevura for in tefillah? Again, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned this in the chapter. Kidei lahachnia ulashaber malchus harishua, in order to subdue and smash, break the malchus of tuma, the evil kingdom, hainu gadlus, which means arrogance, a wrong type of greatness. She'ela al halev b'sha'as ha'tfilah. This arrogance, which at times crawls into a person's heart during davening. And the way to get rid of that, the way to break that, is not with love and kindness. You need power. You need a hammer. And the hammer is this koyach that's being put into tefillah. This ingredient of gevura that's being put into tefillah. Now this sounds ridiculous. I mean, these two are opposites. Chesed and gevura are opposites. How do you put them into the same thing? The answer is lahavdol. Lahavdol, we know that there are women that cook, and in cooking, they're using sugar, the same item, the same fish. You put in a cup of sugar and you put in some salt. Aren't those two a contradiction? It seems that those two are opposites. And yet, when those two are merged together properly, they both affect the food item in a very positive way. Lahavdil, bikdusha, tefillah must have in it an akuda of chesed. It must have in it gevura. The purpose of the chesed, the love and kindness that a person expresses within the tefillah, is accomplishing a specific purpose. That's what's bonding you to Hashem. That's what's making this tefillah effective in binding you to Hashem. The koyach, the power, and the seriousness and the strictness that's being used in the tefillah is what's helping you to break, to smash and shatter any machshavos of gaiva that will definitely attempt to infiltrate your heart during the time that you're davening. Ki ba'avrom v'yitzchok hoyo adayin achizas malchus harishua. Rav Nosson Zal elaborates and explains further, because we know that the Torah tells us that when it came to Avram and Yitzchok Avinu, within their children, within their heritage, was still to be found traces of the malchus of klipa, the malchus of Rishoim, which means Shehem Esav v'Yishmoel Shiatzu Mehem. This is represented by the fact that from Avram Avinu came forth a Yishmoel, from Yitzchak Avinu came forth an Esav. This shows that within Avraham Avinu there were still traces of bad, certain traces of malchus harishua, malchus klipa, malchus of tuma, that had to be branched out, that had to be distracted and distributed off to the side into Yishmael, so that Yitzchak Avinu could be born in purity. In other words, the way the Sifrei Kabbalah explain it, within Yaakov Avinu, within Avram Avinu, were tons and tons of Kiddusha, Malchus Dikdusha, and good, all kinds of good. There was still traces of the Malchus HaRishua. This is why Avram Avinu had to have a son, Yishmael, so that into him could be directed any negative traces that appeared within Avram Avinu, and so that Yitzchak Avinu would only get the good stuff. And still, we find that it wasn't perfect yet, that within Yitzchak Avinu there were still some traces, slight traces. The filtering wasn't perfect yet. Within Yitzchak Avinu there were still slight traces of this tuma, this malchus harishua, which manifested itself in the fact that there came forth from Yitzchak Avinu an Esav, which had in him bad, which came from the origin, it came from Yitzchak Avinu, and then once that bad was filtered off a second time, now Yaakov Avinu came forth in 100% purity, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. He's the one that's called Mita Shlema, perfection in terms of purity in this sense. So Rav Nosson Zal says that we see by Avram and Yitzchak there was still an attachment to this Malchus HaRishua, which manifested itself in Esav and Yishmoel. V'al kenem, therefore, tzrichen lahamshich bechinas gevurois Yitzchak hakedoshim. Therefore, a Jew must include within his tefillah some of this gevura of Yitzchak Avinu, this holy gevura. We're not talking about any negative gevura, a gevura of kedusha, For what shehem bechinas mashem espalim bekoyach gvura? This is why tefila must also be with an inyan of koyach and gvura, kedei lahachnia ulevatel malchus harishua, in order to subdue and do away with this malchus harishua, shehu malchus esav yishmoel, which represents the kingdom of esav and yishmoel, shelo yivatlu hatfila al yedei machshavei shel gadlus kanal, so that these bad thoughts shouldn't destroy the person's tefillah by the person having the tefillah mixed with a gaiva. Because we know there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Toyavas Hashem kol gvalev. Hashem despises all arrogance. We know that whenever the Torah uses that word kol, it's always coming to include something extra. It could have said, Toyavas Hashem gvalev. Hashem despises arrogance. Why does it say, Toyavas Hashem kol gvalev? Hashem despises all arrogance. The Bir Likutei Mzal says, Afilu betoira utfila. That even when it comes to learning or davening, if a person feels an arrogance, wow, look at me, I'm davening to Hashem, and I'm davening so well with such kavanah, this, that, or a person learns and thinks highly of himself in the learning, even that, to a degree, is considered disgusting by Hashem. That the gaiva weakens the effects of the mitzvah. So therefore, a person has to see to it that the tefillah should have koyach in it and gvur in it, because the nature of this koyach and gvur is that it breaks the malchus harishua. It breaks this gadlus. It shatters it. Just like we know, in order you want to break a stone, what do you need? Do you need a marshmallow? Do you need jam, jelly? No, you need a hammer. You need koyach, gvura. If a person has a lev ho'evan, a heart of stone, a heart that's arrogant, it feels gadlus, you need something to smash it with. You need koyach. The Gemara says the purpose of the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, is the ikar yom tshuva. Why do we blow shofar? So that the tefillah should be with more humbleness. Person hears that sound of the shofar, that powerful sound. The nature of a human being when he hears a powerful sound is he gets scared. Scared means where the heart shatters, the heart trembles. Not that strong heart of a powerful soldier going out to melchama, but rather a broken heart, a shattered heart of a person who's terrified. So that even a person themselves can be blowing shofar during their tefillah by the tefillah coming forth with power. That's the second ingredient and the second track within the tefillah. V'alkein hoyo'ikar kiyum ho'ilam al yidei akedas Yitzchok. And this is why the main kiyum of the world, the main establishment, the main permanence of the world is through the Akeda of Yitzchok Avinu. Ki Akedas Yitzchok ze bechinas mesiras nefesh. Because the Akeda of Yitzchok was a concept of a person putting his life on the line. Shemosar nafshoi lamoves b'shvil Hashem Yisborach. He was willing to give over his life to die for Hashem. Death is a bechin of gvura. How do we know? Which bracha in Shmoin Esrei deals with Mason? Ato gibor li'olam Hashem. The mason is always an inyan of gevurois. When a Jew goes into a cemetery, if they're having not been there for 30 days, we say the special tefillah, Ato gibor lelam Hashem ha-mason, and a special brocha, Shekilkel eschem badin, Vizon eschem badin, V'yodea mispar kulchem badin. Moves is an inyan of gevura. Yitzchak Avinu was the Jew who was willing to serve Hashem with death. He was willing to show a willingness to die for Hashem. And this is the concept, this is what we're talking about when we say tefillah b'koyach. What does that mean? This is Rav Nosson Zal now giving us the Rashi on the Likutei Moran. Shetzrichem lohoniach kol koychoi v'chiyusoi b'toych diburei ha-tefillah. A person has to see to it to put his whole strength and his whole life into tefillah. There's a person who could go to shul on a Shabbos and be davening for an hour or two, and he's not one iota tired from it. Why? Because he's been davening very relaxed. And there's another person that could be saying one paragraph. He could be saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid and saying it with such concentration and with koyach. Each word, Mizmor Shir Chanukah, where every part of his body is going into it, where 2 minutes of that tires you out. 2 minutes of that, you feel drained. And an hour of that, you feel very drained, as if you almost died in the davening. Literally, as the Zohar Kodesh quotes the pasuk, Ki olecho hayragnu kol hayoim. Hashem, for you, we die all day. When do we die? In tefillah. Nafshi yotza bedabroi, the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, I give forth my soul in my speech. When? When you're talking very, very powerfully. A person gives a speech where he's yelling at the top of his lungs, he feels his insides are coming out. This concept where a Rebbe is teaching a class and he's really, really going at it strong, really explaining something very thoroughly. And then at the end he says, I tore out my kishkes, you know, trying to explain this thing. Meaning we are really, really putting power into it, where that power is like a mesiras nefesh, literally. Bechinas akedas Yitzchok. This corresponds to the aked of Yitzchok Avinu, sheze bechinas mesiras nefesh. That was mesiras nefesh. Bechinas akedas Yitzchok, shemosar kol chiyusai b'shvil Hashem Yisborach. He was willing to give over his entire life for Hashem. Give up his entire life for Hashem. The purpose for this being, what was the purpose? Bishvil levatel malchus harishoa, in order to do away with the malchus harishoa, shehem toikev hagvura is the sitra achra. That represents the gevura of tuma, the gevura of klipa, shehoyu nechosen boy, which were attached to Yitzchak Avinu. Shehem bechinas malchus harishoa shel Esav Yishmoel. That represents the malchus harishoa of Esav and Yishmoel. So Yitzchak Avinu knew that because he represented gevura, as such, the gevura of klipa was also going to cling to him. How is he going to be able to slice away and separate himself completely from the gevura of klipa? By turning on the gevura d'kedusha all the way, turning on the heat on that full blast, and burning away, singeing away the gevura is the klipa, this malchus harishoa. Therefore, through Yitzchak Avinu undergoing the akeda, which represents this concept of tefillah b'koyach, when a yid davens b'koyach, it's as if he's reenacting this akeda. Through that, he was machnia. Yitzchak Avinu was machnia and mevatel the klipos. Rebbe Zal once told over a beautiful chiddush. The pasuk just in this past week's parsha, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem lenoichach ishtoi ki akorohi. The pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu davened to Hashem because his wife, he wanted his wife to have children. Now we know that the Iker Tefillah, the Gemara says that the Tefillahs that we daven today are in place of sacrifices. Tefillahs keneged tmidim tiknun. That's why we daven Shachris and Mincha for starters. Shachris is keneged the korban tomid shel Shachris. Mincha is keneged the tomid shel bein arbayim. Now the question is, what does that mean? Tefillah is in place of a korban. What is a korban in place of? A korban is in place of the person themselves. When a Jew would bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash to be killed, to be sacrificed, because a Jew did a certain sin, what was actually being done was the person was coming before Hashem and saying, Hashem, I did this sin, this makes me a rebel against you as king of the world, a moired b'malchus deserves a death penalty. However, rather than having me put to death, I'm going to stand by and watch this animal being put to death, knowing that this is literally in my place. This animal is a stand-in for me. I deserve to die, but Hashem in His infinite kindness takes pity on me and allows me to replace myself, to be paid in myself with this animal. So that the pasuk says, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban Lashem. A Jew who will sacrifice from himself, from among you, a sacrifice to Hashem, meaning the korban is literally in place of the Jew themselves. The Meforshim say that therefore Yitzchak Avinu was the perfection of tefillah in a sense, because Yitzchak Avinu was the one who showed that he was willing to have himself actually be a korban to Hashem. This is why the Chidozal points, so his tefillah is literally this korban to Hashem. Therefore, the Chidozal says, if you take a look at those words, Vayetar Yitzchok Lashem, the Roshei Tevois and the Seifei Tevois are Bigimatria Korban, the word Korban. These three words, Yitzchok Davened to Hashem, The beginning and end of that makes up this word korban, because his tefillah was the ikar korban tashem. He's the epitome of this concept of a korban for Hashem, willingness to die for Hashem. This gevurois, which the purpose of it is to be able to do away with, to help protect the person from the effects of the malchus harishua getting mixed in with your tefillah. Tefillah is malchus. When you're acting like a king, it's very possible for the malchus harishua to attach itself to you. How do you do away with it? By activating this power of koyach, this koyach and gvura, which gives the malchus dikdusha the strength to fight off and to subdue and do away with the malchus diklipa. Right. Al-Kain, therefore, b'chol pam sheroitzem lahazkir lefnei Hashem Yisborach es habris ves hashvua shenishba lahovois. Therefore, you'll note an interesting item now. We said at the end of that chapter on Likutei Moran that when a yid is zoyecha to daven tefillah b'koyach, that reactivates the beauty that was in the world when Hashem swore to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all the good things he was going to do for Bnei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why you'll note an interesting item, that when we want to remind Hashem of the shvua that he made to the Ovois, Mazkiren Oiso al Yidei Hazkoras Zechus Akedas Yitzchak. When do we do it? When we mention the Akeda of Yitzchak Avinu. Kemoi Sha'imrim B'Rosh Hashanah, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, V'chein B'chol Yoim, U'zechor Lonu Hashem Esabris, Vesachesed, Vesashvua, Asher Nishbat Avram Yitzchak Liakov, Veso Akedo, Asher Oka des Yitzchak Benoi. Why is the Akedo mentioned in conjunction with reminding Hashem of the Bris and Chesed and Shvua? Ki Iker Hazkoras Hashvua Lo'ovois, Hual Yidei Tfilo Bekoyach. Because the main thing that activates, that reawakens and relivens up this Shvua that Hashem made to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, is this item, the tefillah b'koyach, which corresponds to the akedah of Yitzchak Avinu. Period. So far we touched on 2 points that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in this chapter. The chesed, the Avram Avinu, the chesed and avo, which represents the hischabrus to Hashem through tefillah. And we also mentioned the union of the gevura, the tefillah b'koyach, which corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu, whose purpose it is, in tefillah, to do away with the Malchus HaRishua, which comes to attach itself, which becomes awakened when a person gets up to daven. A person gets up to daven, that's a bechin of Malchus. The Malchus Dikdusha stands up, the Malchus Diklipa stands up right next to it, wanting to join in. How do you zap the Malchus Diklipa? Through Tefillah B'Koyach, the Akedah. The Akedah is what reactivates this Bris and Shvua, which does away with the Malchus HaRishua. It's at the Akedah that Yitzchak Avinu cleaned out from himself the Klip of Yishmoel, the Klip of Esav completely, so that now Yaakov Avinu is going to get the full measure of the Kiddusha of Avram and Yitzchak. And that's how the Am Yisrael was going to come forth. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Yaakov, Hoyo Mitosoi Shlema Bali Shum Sul. Yaakov Avinu, his bed was 100% pure, without any psul, nothing negative, no problem in it whatsoever. Meaning, all the children that came from him were totally pure. The Alkein, Iker HaTikun Al Yidei Yaakov. Therefore, the main tikun is through Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov Hu Bechinas Shlemus Tikun HaTfilo. Yaakov Avinu represents the final step in the tefillah, Shehu liyached hashechina im doido, which is to unite the shechina with its partner, with kaviyochol Hashem, kod shebrichu. V'zeh zocho Yaakov b'shleimus. This is what Yaakov Avinu was zeicha to do to perfection. Ki zocho lemito shleima b'lishum psul. Yaakov Avinu is the one who was zeicha that his bed was 100% pure, no bad children coming out of him. Shaydeze goram yichud v'zivug elyon. That's what allowed him to cause the yichud lamala, the unity between Hashem and the Shechina. Bechina, says the pasuk, says vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito, that Yaakov Avinu bowed down at the head of the bed. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the Shechina, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoi. This refers to the Shechina, which is at the head of the bed of a sick person. So when the pasuk says, Bayakov Avinu Vayishtach Yisrael al Roish Hamita, it implies that his bed affected a tikkun for the Shechina. And the Shekhinah was always found by the bed of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was zeiche to affect this yichud and zivug above. B'chinas mita shleima. V'alkein yotza mimenu yud beis shvotim shem keneged yud beis brochois emtsoyis shibet tfila. That's why we find the main perfection of tfila coming from Yaakov Avinu. The Shemayne Esrei consists of the main chunk of the Shemayne Esrei is the middle. We always talk about when a Rebbe walks with his Talmidim or a father with children, that the leader walks in the middle and the less important ones walk on the side. In the Shemayne Esrei, we have 12 brachos in the middle. We have 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end. The 3 in the beginning and the 3 at the end are like an introduction and a sequel to the Yisoy, the foundation of Shemayne Esrei, which is the 12 middle brachos, where a person is actually asking for things. Atachon Eliyadam Das, Hashiven Avin Lazarasecha, Slachlan Mikhatonu, Reino, those 12 brachos, that's the main chunk, that's the meat and the potatoes of the Shemayne Esrei. The beginning, the first 3 brachos is like the entree, the last 3 brachos is like the dessert, the end part. The main chunk of the Shemayne Esrei is the 12 brachos in the middle, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov's 12 sons, which are the main fruit of Yaakov Avinu. Shebohem klulim kol hatchinoi subakoshis. In those 12 brachos is included all the possible requests that a Jew would possibly want to ask of Hashem. Shehem ikra tefila. That's the main part of tefila. Ki gimel rishonos v'gimel achronos heim shvachim lifnei tefila achreah. Because the first 3 brachas and last 3 brachas, they are praises to Hashem, which come before and after. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in brachas, that it's a very good thing when you want to ask Hashem for things, it's always good to begin by showing your gratitude for whatever Hashem has done for you so far. You begin with praises of Hashem, and then even after you finish asking everything you have to ask, also you conclude showing a confidence in Hashem. Again, thanking Hashem once again, showing a confidence that I know Hashem did listen to my tefillah and will certainly provide me what I need. Avul ikar hatfila, but the meat and potatoes of the tefillah is heim yud beis emtsois, are the 12 middle brachos keneged yud bei shvatim, corresponding to the 12 shvatim, shehim bechinas mito shlema. They represent this perfect bed, bechinas hazivug hanas al idei atfila, representing the zivug that takes place between Hashem and the Shekhinah through our tefila. Ve'elu hayud beis emtsoyis heim chutz birkas haminim. Now note, you know how to count, Nachman Hager? How many brachos are there in the middle? 12? No way. 13. What's the 13th one? Which one was added after the other 12? Vela malshinim alti sikva. The Gemara says that was added afterwards. That's called birkas haminim. The bracha about the apikursim, about the evil people. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ve'elu hayud beis emtsoyis hem chutz birkas haminim. These 12 middle brachos are besides the bracha vela malshinim. Why? Why? Where does that get mixed in? How does that fit into this whole picture? Remember what we said in this chapter on Likutei Moran, that when you have the Malchus Dikdusha, you automatically get that Malchus Diklipa standing right next to it, looking to mix into the whole deal. What is the Malchus Dikdusha? What number is the Malchus Dikdusha? The Pasuk says, Bi Melochim Yimlechu. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, through me, kings will rule. B over there refers to the Torah. B is Yud Beis. The 12 Shvatim, they represent the kingdom of Kedusha, the Malchus Dikdusha. That's those 12 brachas in Mila Shemayne Esrei. What's the 13th bracha? That's the Malchus Harishah, the Malchus Diklipa. Ki kol hayud beis emtsoyis shem klal hatfilo hi lahachnia haminim v'hamalchus harishah. The purpose of those 12 middle brachas is to destroy and to subdue the Malchus Harishah. Shehem bechinas gadlus, which is the concept of gaiva, arrogance. The Gemara says, Azus malchusa b'loy taga. Chutzpah is a kingdom without a crown. That's this Malchus HaRishah, this Malchus Diklipa. Shehi Bechinas Avoidezoro Uminus. That's the concept of idol worship and atheism. That's all this Malchus Diklipa. Nimtza. So what do we see now? Sheikr Shlemus HaTfila. The main completion of Tfila. Shehu hayichud ho'elyoin, which the final step of which is this heavenly yichud, where Hashem and the Shekhinah are united, hu al yidei b'chinas Yaakov, is brought about through Yaakov Avinu. So now, Rav Nosson Zal took us on a tour through this chapter in Likutei Moharan. Now if you go back and take a look, we discussed that you didn't seem to see any clear delineation of these three stages. Rabbeinu Zal started off talking about the hischabrus and dveikus of tefillah, and he mentioned the topic of tefillah bekoyach, and he also mentioned that tefillah results in this zivug and yichud lamala. Rav Nosson Zal, with his knowledge of shas and poskim and avodas Hashem, takes this chapter and shows us how Rabbeinu Zal is actually talking about the three sections in tefillah, the three styles that are included within tefillah, the three avodos that are being accomplished in tefillah. One is a hischabrus Hashem, the second is a cutting away of the malchus de klipa, the third is affecting a yichud lamala, bringing about a zivug lamala that's brought about once the malchus de klipa has been cut away, once this bad guy is not mixed into the picture, now the two goods, the Zohar and Akeva Lamal of Kedusha, Kaviyochel, Hashem and the Shekhinah, can now be mated in pure holiness. The Alkein, Tfilois Ovois Tiknum. Now we know why the Gemara says in Brachos, who established the Tfilois? The Ovois, Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov. Ki kol ha-tfilo tzorech lihiyois kolol mishloishes Ovois. Because each and every single prayer that a Jew prays to Hashem must have in it, woven into it, the attributes of these three avos. What they represented has to be the yesoid of the yid's tefillah, so that even in hispaitedus, not just shachris min chamara, but in your own hispaitedus, you're focusing on three items. You understand that the tefillah is made up of three inyonim. One is a concept of seeking to attach yourself to Hashem, seeking out, trying to arouse a love inside of yourself for Hashem, and that's going to bring you to an attachment, to yearning to become attached to Hashem. The second is the inclusion of a certain koyach, power, concentration, and actual power in the tefillah, the purpose of which is going to be to cut away the malchus harishah, which could manifest itself in a godless in the person, a gaiva inside of the person. And then once you've done those two, you're going to try to concentrate that part of the purpose, the final goal of your tefillah, is to affect a yichud lamala. We mentioned the pasuk in the Zohar HaKadosh, the pasuk that the Zohar HaKadosh quotes, Soilu l'roichev ba'arovois. Give praise to Hashem to bring about the yichud between roichev, which is kutche b'richu, ba'arovois is the shechina. Roichev is rav, chav, vav, the master of yudke vavke, which is kutche b'richu. Arovois, the Zohar HaKadosh says, represents the shechina. Dahainu, what are the three aspects? Lehischaber ulezdabik l'Hashem Yisborach. Item number one is attaching yourself and merging yourself with Hashem. Sheze b'chinas Avraham. Number two, ulehispalel b'koyach u'gvura, to daven with power and strength. Sheze b'chinas Yitzchok. Number three, v'ho'ikar, the bottom line is liyached kutshebrichu u'shchintei b'shleimus. To be thinking, to acknowledge that your tefillah is going to unite, it's going to bring about a shalom lemala. It's going to bring about a yichud between Hashem and the Shechina. Sheze bechinas Yaakov, shezocho lamita shleimo. This is the concept of Yaakov Avinu, who was zeichet to have this perfect bed. In the next paragraph, which we're not going to do, because we once had a Shabbos shir on this and it's on tape, the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal, using his depth of knowledge, shows the connection between each one of the 12 brachos in Shmon Esrei and each one of the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu. He shows literally how the first bracha corresponds to Reuven, the second one to Shimon, and so on and so forth. It's a beautiful thing. Baruch Hashem.